Another European summit and yet another power grab. It's funny, every single time a European Union policy fails, and that's pretty often, the demand is more centralisation and more Europe. And I think by any measure, the EU's common asylum policy, albeit given rocket boosters by Chancellor Merkel, has been a dramatic failure. Not only will millions continue to come, few of whom, of course, would qualify as genuine refugees, but it's become an open invitation to terrorism. So our solution is that the EU Border Agency and the EU Maritime Services should be given powers and the ability to declare force majeure over the member states. And incredibly, the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, is supporting this. And yet, that's the same Prime Minister who is going in to have a meeting with you tomorrow night to talk about our so-called renegotiation. I hope he fares better than last time. The last time he attempted this, he got to speak at 1 o'clock in the morning, spoke for a total of 7 minutes, during the middle of which the French President, Monsieur Hollande, got up and went out for a pee. So I hope they take him a bit more seriously this time, though I sense that nobody in this room is exactly quaking in their boots. After all, he has asked for almost nothing and is unlikely to even get that. But I'm sure we'll be treated to the usual theatricals. A grave-faced Prime Minister will come back to Britain to say how tough the negotiations have been, to say that he will not give in, and there'll be hints that perhaps the Prime Minister will even support Brexit if he doesn't get his way. I think we should take that about as seriously as when he banged the table and said he would not pay the 1.75 billion sterling surcharge 18 months ago, and yet then meekly obliged. In February, the charade will come back. There'll be a European summit, and on something minor and inconsequential, there'll be a deal, and a referendum will happen in June 2016. Opposition to this project is growing right across the continent. 15% now of the Hungarian population have signed a petition against migrant quotas. We saw an extraordinary advance in the French National Front in the elections in France last week, but so far, nobody has reached the tipping point. Well, the British referendum may be that moment, and the momentum is on our side. It isn't just about getting back national democracy, it's actually about getting back national self-confidence. And I think for those of us that believe in nation-state democracy, 2016 is a very bright dawn indeed. Thank you.
Monsieur Farage, il y a une demande de carton bleu.
Mr. Farage, there's a blue card.
Monsieur Luca.
Hello. Wenn das britische Volk ihre Ansichten teilt.
If the British people was going to share its views on the EU and, your views on the EU and your views on Cameron, how come UKIP hasn't got more than one seat in Westminster?
Mr. Luca, as you may or may not understand, we have a very odd electoral system in the United Kingdom, but I would remind you, in the European elections, UKIP won those elections. And right across the continent, we are seeing the centre, the left and the right, genuine opposition to the European project growing. The disappointment, Mr. Luca, is that people like you in Germany, who've been critical of so many aspects of the Union, of so much about the Euro, appear not to have the courage to logically follow through your own convictions and to conclude that this project is the wrong project and what we want is a Europe of democratic nation states trading together, being friends together, but without the flag, without the anthem, without the Commission and without the European Parliament. La parole...